Hi, today's word is from Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. The scripture says that Moses was humble, and God considers being humble as an important aspect. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, it says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Back in the days, possessing a piece of land was considered as a blessing. The scripture says that those who are meek will inherit the earth. We also see that meek people have a large circle of friends. It's because they gained their hearts as land. Also, when we go to Mark chapter 11, verse 29, it reads, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus is referring himself to as being meek and humble, and he clearly knew the distinction between humility and arrogance. Meekness and humility are the same. Being humble means that you would consider others better than yourself, and you would live a life not taking the love for granted, but rather think that you are not deserving for the love you received. Before Jesus was crucified on the cross, he prayed at Gethsemane. But while he was praying, his disciples fell asleep. With our common sense, we would think that Jesus would be angry, thinking how his disciples could possibly fall asleep before his imminent death. But his response was that, "Couldn't you, man, keep watch with me for 1 hour? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Even when he was washing the feet of the disciples, he knew who among them would betray him, Judas Iscariot. He was planning to hand Jesus over to the hands of enemies, despite the fact that he received outpouring love from Jesus. But Jesus, instead of blaming Judas, he washed his feet along with other disciples. We can see how big and how deep his heart is and how meek he is. It is beyond our imagination. With such a meek heart, Jesus is gaining the hearts of many people's heart even after 2,000 years have passed. Moses had a lot of anger. What is anger? Easily speaking, it's like losing temper and easily get agitated. Because of this, Moses even murdered. But after he became meek, he could be a leader who led 600,000 Israelites, that is, men alone. But in the past, there was no one who followed him. To give you an example, there is a man who is good-looking and very talented, and he likes you, and he is inviting you to work with him. This is really good. But then let's say that he is turned out to be a very cruel man to others. If people make mistakes, he would cut off their limbs. Then do you think you can possibly work with him? No matter how good-looking or talented one may be, if he has anger and violence, he cannot be a leader because no one would follow him from their hearts. That is why God let Moses tend sheep in wilderness for 40 years to make him a leader. When we look at the laws of sacrifices in the Old Testament, the blood of the sacrifice was removed first, and its symbolic meaning is to take out anger. Anger and violence should be completely removed in order to be used by God for his kingdom. May we be the ones who take possession of the earth by removing the anger. Let us pray. Dear loving Lord, we give thanks to you. We wish to remove our anger and violence and follow your footsteps by holding on to your word, that is, "Blessed are meek, for they will inherit the earth." We prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.